Excited about this show today, and welcome. It's almost Christmas time, and it's 2014. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope, and we are looking forward to a great show today. We are glad that you have joined us, and it's just going to be great as we talk about this wonderful event of the birth of the Messiah so long ago. Betty, are you on there with me?
Yes, Pastor.
All right. There you go. All right. So glad that you are. And I don't know if you just heard what Brother Chip did and played that song about the dogs singing Jingle Bells.
Yeah, you can give him a 2 cents up for me because I think my crew's the one that, you know, that recorded that.
I know. His dogs, it sounds like, are kind of like mine. They just love to bark.
Yeah, and they're talking.
Yeah, they're talking. And that's Bailey and Zoe. My dogs are just crazy. And you have how many of them?
Six.
And five horses and 114 cats or something like that. What do you have?
Yeah, that's pretty close, minus two or three.
Oh, but, okay.
It's awesome.
You don't have that many cats. But
no,
you do have five horses and six dogs, so yeah.
Yes.
No and bears, no lions, nothing like that, right?
No, they're prohibited from, you know, being in a domestic environment. So
oh.
I let them stay in their natural habitat.
Okay. All right. Brother Chip's amazing. We love him. And he was just having a good time there. So we're so glad that everybody's joining us today on Living the Good Life. And we're looking forward to a great time studying the Word of God and talking about the significance of this time of year. And it is, isn't it, just an amazing, wonderful time of year.
Oh, yes. I said it's one of the, you know, of all the things that we see on the stores, you know, on the shelves, one of the greatest gifts that was given was the birth of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the greatest, right? And, you know, we've talked about it the last couple weeks that there were so many prophetic words handed down from the book of Genesis all the way through to the birth of Jesus that were talking in and foretelling that the Messiah was going to come and come in specific way. And there were several of those things that are so dramatic that it really builds our faith. And last week's show, we did some of that. We talked about the fact that in Isaiah 7:14, it says that the Messiah would come born to a virgin. And that's very specific. And he would be called Emmanuel, God with us. That is also very specific. He would be born in a town of Bethlehem is a prophecy from Micah 5:2. In the book of Genesis, we see that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were all promised, and David later on down the road, were all promised that the Messiah would come through their line. What does all that information do for you, Betty? I know what it does for me, but tell me what it does for you when we go back over this every year.
Well, I think it's just a reminder that he just didn't show up.
Right.
That he wasn't someone's, it wasn't someone's imagination. And I think it was called being prepared for what was to come. And I think it still today gives us hope
Yes.
And
yes, it does.
The motivation to seek him, as you know, as they did back then, that we need to even seek him more today. And the revelation of that, you know, he came so that we could have life. And it was just, we should worship Jesus 365 days
a
year.
Oh, amen. Amen.
Not just during the Christmas season.
Yes, right.
And because he is a gift, and he is a gift available to everyone that accepts him and wants him in their lives.
Amen. And he has so much to bring to our lives besides just the major fact that when we accept him as that gift, the Messiah, he comes and lives on the inside of us. What greater gift can there be than that? That God Almighty took the form of a babe, came to this earth, showed us the Father. When he left this earth, he sent the Holy Spirit, who now lives within all of us who have received Jesus as their Lord and Master and Messiah. What a wonderful gift. That's what Christmas is all about, that gift, the gift of the Messiah, isn't it, Betty?
Oh, yes. He came to give us life.
Yes.
And to give it abundantly. And it's available today. You know, if there are listeners out there that do not know him, that gift is available to you today.
Amen.
On December 21st. You don't have to wait till Christmas.
That's right.
You know, to receive that gift. That gift is available to you 365, 24/7.
Ooh, absolutely. And what a gift it is. So we're going to start right off with Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, before we go to the book of Luke. And this is a prophecy that was spoken through the prophet Isaiah 700 or 800 years before Jesus came to this earth. And so the prophet Isaiah wrote down these words, and here's what he said: "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor and Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." And that is what it's all about. In the Message Bible, it says, his names will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Wholeness. And that's the word they use in the Message Bible instead of peace, but it means really the same thing. Prince of Peace or Prince of Wholeness. His ruling authority will grow, and there will be no limits to the wholeness he brings. And he'll rule from the historic David throne over that promised kingdom. And he'll put that kingdom on a firm footing and keep it going with fair dealing and right living, beginning now and lasting always. The zeal of the God of the angel armies will do all this. And he's talking about Jesus being the one that teaches us how to live right and comes to this earth as the Messiah. Wow, I love these verses every time I read these. Wow, don't you, Betty?
Yes, and I think it's a gentle reminder that even when those words were spoken through Isaiah, is that God was telling people, I'm sending you my greatest gift. That's what the Heavenly Father told him.
Yes, amen.
I'm sending you my son.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sending you the greatest gift that I can give you, and that's my son.
Right.
And then when Jesus left, he gave us another gift, which was the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And you can just see that the gifts that, it's kind of a tacky way to say it, but it's the gift that keeps on giving.
It is, yes.
And he wants us to know him as the Prince of Peace. He wants us to know him as Counselor.
Yes, amen.
That you know, he gives us clear-cut direction. That, I mean, he's our Heavenly Father. You know, we have earthly fathers here, some who have passed and have gone before us, but he is ever-present. He is always with us. So that is a gift in itself, I think, Pastor.
It is.
Is that it's almost like you can turn to the Word of God and see through Isaiah, through Luke, or through these next few days of how great the gift that the Lord sent us was.
Amen.
Jesus.
Oh, Amen. And we're going to be talking about this wonderful gift all through this show, Living the Good Life, today. And it's going to be a blessing to you, and it's also going to give you hope for your future. God has a lot in store for this show today. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We just praise you with all of our hearts that we are able to come together on this radio station right now and share the gospel, share the truth of God's word. We are grateful for this opportunity, Lord. We ask that as people listen live or maybe later on our website to the show, that they will grasp the absolute plan that you had, Father God, from way before you created any of us, the plan that you had to bring your son to this earth, and that they will receive your son in all of his fullness. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity and this privilege to share the word of God right now with these that listen. Lord, bless the show. We thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name, this we pray. We're going to start right off with a song by Matthew West, The Heart of Christmas. Great song.
I'm gonna make a wish this Christmas. I'm gonna say a little prayer. I'm gonna stop here for a moment before the moment disappears. The world's in a hurry this December. City streets and shopping malls. I wish we could slow down and remember the meaning of it all. Wherever you are, no matter how far, come back to the heart of Christmas. Live while you can, cherish the moment and the ones that you love. Make sure they know it, and don't miss it, the heart of Christmas. Let's make it feel the way it used to. Let's find the wonder of a child. All around you, come on and open up your eyes. Well, you can find it in the warm embrace of your family, or calling up a long lost friend. You can even find it in the eyes of a stranger when you reach out a helping hand.
Praise God. Come back to the heart of Christmas, because that is what it is all about. It is about Jesus. And that is what that song was trying to say. Everyone around you, no matter who they are, need to know just how special they are to you. This is the time of year to really make that more evident than ever, don't you think, Betty?
Oh, yes. I think we get in such a a rut, or we get in such a funk that it, Christmas is like, I'll be, you know, like you can hear people, we were shopping last evening, we heard people say, I'll be so glad when this season is over.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. And it's that's the way the world looks at Christmas.
Sure. Yeah.
Is that, you know, it's not basically what you receive, but what you give. And again, the Father gave us the greatest gift of all. He gave His only begotten Son. And it's just another reminder that we need to slow down, concentrate on Jesus.
Amen.
And give Him your heart, because that's where He looks. We've talked about this so many times on the radio. Is, you know, what do I need to do to get out of this rut that I'm in? It's got, give your heart to Jesus.
Oh, amen.
And then watch, I hate to say snow, but it's just like things just become so much brighter. It's
yes.
Like snow, you know, the sun's shining on the snow. It's just things are more brighter. Things are more crystal clear, that you see things from a different perspective.
Amen.
From Jesus's view to a worldly view, and I want to see the world this time of year through Jesus's eyes.
Amen. Let's start with seeing what the world looked like through His earthly mother, Mary. Let's go to Luke chapter 1, and let's start with about verse 26. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, we talked about Elizabeth a couple weeks ago. That was Mary's cousin. God sent the angel Gabriel to the Galilean village of Nazareth to a virgin engaged to be married to a man descended from David. Right there, we have those prophecies fulfilled. A virgin from Isaiah 7:14, the man Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, was from the throne, or actually through the line of David, and also Mary, the mother of Jesus, was from the line of David. So those prophecies are fulfilled. We see it right here in Luke 1, 26, 27. His name, the earthly father, was Jesus, or I'm sorry, was Joseph. And the virgin's name was Mary. And upon entering, Gabriel, the angel, greeted her. And here's what he said. Good morning. You're beautiful with God's beauty. Wow. I love that. In some translations, it says, Hail, favored one, because God had looked at Mary's heart, and she had a heart after God. We believe she was very young, 13 to 16, someplace in there. But she had a heart after God, and she had a heart for the Word of God, which we find out later in this chapter when Mary actually sings a song and starts declaring praises to God. And you can tell that she knows the Word. So God says to her through the angel Gabriel, good morning, you're beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. God be with you. I love that, Betty, where God is saying through the angel, I know your heart, Mary. I know you're beautiful inside and out. Isn't that cool?
Mm. Oh, it's awesome. I tell you, it kind of gives you kind of Holy Spirit goosebumps.
Doesn't
because,
it?
especially to have an angel come and tell you that the Lord thinks that you're beautiful.
Right.
That you're God's, you know, that you were God's creation.
Right.
That you're beautiful inside and out.
Yes.
But then the coolest part about this is that the Lord is with you.
The Lord is with you. Yes. No matter what you're going to go through.
That's right. The Lord is with you. Woo. Hallelujah.
And I want to keep our fingers in Luke 1, and I want to run back a few books to Galatians 4. If you don't want to follow there, you don't have to, just listen. Starting with Galatians 4:4, here's what Paul says. And when the time arrived that was set by God the Father, God sent His Son. That's who we're talking about, the Son of God, Jesus. Born among us of a woman, born under the conditions of the law, so that He might redeem those of us who have been kidnapped by the law. Thus, we have been set free to experience our rightful heritage. You can tell for sure that you are now fully adopted as His own children, because God sent the Spirit of His Son into our lives, crying out, Papa, or Daddy God, Papa, Father. Doesn't that privilege of intimate conversation with God make it plain that you are not a slave, but a child? And if you're a child, you're also an heir with complete access to the inheritance. So this event of God, the Holy Spirit, impregnating Mary was for us now a couple thousand years later, still very pertinent, isn't it, Betty? So much a part of our lives now.
Oh, yes, Pastor. You know, and it one of the things that stuck out just during while you were reading that is that we're not slaves anymore.
Amen.
We're not held captive,
yes,
by the enemy or the things that puts chains around us, that we're a child of the King.
Amen.
And when you're a child of the King, I know when we were little, we used to play like princess and waiting for our prince, you know, on the great white horse to come in. And it was so, our imagination could just run wild with things that would happen to a child of the King. And
cool.
One of those things was an inheritance. But
right.
When we're talking about inheritance, we're not talking about a worldly inheritance. We're talking about the things of God.
Amen.
The things of the supernatural,
yes,
healing power.
Yes.
I mean, things that not too many have access to, but through the Heavenly Father, as children of the King, we have access to all of that. We have access to the streets of gold. We have access to the emerald street.
Praise God.
And the gates of heaven, you know, made of pearl. So that's how some people look as inheritance, as money, material possessions. But as a child of the King, an heir with complete access to the inheritance.
Yes. Isn't that great?
You know, it could almost, it's mind-blowing.
It
I
is.
Mean, what we have access to. And that when we communicate with the Lord, what all we have access to.
And we have those rights.
It's immeasurable.
It is. And we have those rights if we accept Jesus as the gift that he is.
Yeah.
This the Son of God come and became flesh. John 1:14 says, and the Word, because that's Jesus, became flesh and dwelled among us. And we beheld his glory. Glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This baby Jesus came to the earth to show us the Father and to be the exact mirror image of God the Father and to show us grace and truth. And that's what Christmas is all about, to give us that gift. So let's see what happens to Mary here in Luke 1 about verse 29. I believe it is. In verse 29, we see that Mary was thoroughly shaken, wondering what was behind a greeting like this. And the angel assured her, Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son and call his name Jesus. Megan, did you just join us on the air?
I'm on. How are you guys?
All right. Good. Great. Just wanted to make sure we had you there. And we're so glad that you're with us today. Isn't this amazing, Megan and Betty, over and over again as we read this every year, but that this was so specific that God planned in advance to use a virgin and to impregnate her by the Holy Spirit and to call his name Jesus. There's only seven people in the Word of God that God named prior to their birth. Jesus is one of those. And his name means God, our Savior. That's what his name means. I just love this. Megan, talk to me about that. The significance of his name is just so amazing, isn't it?
Well, you know, to be named before you're even in existence,
right?
That's only something that God can do.
Mm-hmm.
That's only something that he can prophesy.
Right.
You know, it's just because Jesus was destined for great things.
Amen.
And you know, for God to pick a virgin to give her a baby, that's another miracle working power.
Right.
It's just, it goes to show, and it should resonate with us, how truly awesome and how truly powerful that God really is.
Oh, amen.
Of what he can do in with just the smallest things, just to prove that he is in existence and that he cares for us.
Oh, absolutely. And the fact that he had this plan from before he created the earth, before he started the human race, the animals, the creatures, God had a plan. He knew that we would not be perfect people. He was creating humanity with all of our flaws and all of our issues and everything else. And so God built into this whole plan of his, before he created anybody, the fact that we would need a Savior, right, Betty? And how important that is for every one of us. Every one of us need a Savior.
Oh, most definitely, because we can't go through this world alone.
Amen.
We need someone who will be with us now and forever.
Right.
Who will be someone that, when there's no one else around, Jesus is always there.
Yes.
And he's ever-present. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. And so no matter where you go, if you're a child of God, Jesus is protecting you. He's seeing you as his child, and he protects each one of us, just like you as a mom and Megan as a mom, how you protect your kids.
Right.
It's such an awesome feeling to know that someone as big as the Lord himself loves you more than anybody else on this earth.
How cool is that? Yes.
It is cool.
Woo! So the angel says to Mary, he will be called great. And we do call him great. How great is our God, right? Woo! He'll be called Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. That is to fulfill prophecy. He had to come through the line of David. And he did. We made this point last week, but it bears repeating. Joseph came through the line of Solomon, which was David's son. Mary herself came through the line of another of David's sons, Nathan. So then here we have prophecy fulfilled once again through the line of David. He will rule Jacob's house forever, no end ever to his kingdom. And we know there will never be an end to the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Mary says to the angel, here we go, Megan, answer this, but how? I've never slept with a man. And the angel answered. Now, what is cool here, Megan, is Mary did not react like Zachariah did, which we had a show about him a couple weeks ago, right? And Zachariah was going, wait a minute, that can't be. I'm afraid. No, that can't happen. I'm real old. You know, Zachariah had that kind of reaction. Mary's reaction here when the angel says this, in the Greek, here's what it says. How shall this be? Is what Mary asks. Mary does not ask, what do you mean that can't happen? Or how in the world can that come about? She just says, how shall this be? Talk to us about that, Megan.
Well, that makes me look at her in the light of a servant's heart.
Oh, yes.
The Lord.
Yes.
And that she doesn't fall in fear as Zachariah did. She was inquisitive. She wanted to know, well, how is the Lord going to do this?
Right.
And she's showing that by questioning, and she wasn't questioning in a bad way. She was just curious how this was going to go down. And it's just her willingness to learn about her father. That's how I look at that.
Yes.
How she answered.
Yes. Well, that's so true. And I want to go over here to about verse, let me see if I can find it quickly here, about verse 55 of Luke 1. And in Mary's statement that she makes here a few days later, one of the things she says is this. He remembered and piled on the mercies, piled them high. Now, see, she knew the nature of God right here. She knew that he was a God of mercy. And then the next line in the Message Bible says, it's exactly what he promised, beginning with Abraham and right up to now. What does that say about Mary's knowledge of God's plan, Megan?
That it was real.
It was real.
It was real. There was no lie about it, that it was prophesied.
Yes.
And it was coming true.
Right. Oh, isn't that cool? I mean, Mary had a knowledge, and I believe she had a relationship with Almighty God. I believe that that is why she was chosen. And she was in the right line, but also God looked for the person with the right heart, because the angel said to her, you are wonderful. You are good inside and out. You're beautiful inside and out. And what that said to me about Mary is that she had such a heart after God. Betty, talk to me about that.
Mm. Well, I think that, you know, having a servant's heart means that you're pliable.
Yes.
That you are a clay that wants to be molded. and that you've submitted to whatever God wants you to do.
Amen.
You know, it's like, Lord, send me.
Yes.
Or Lord, use me.
Right.
You know, take me where you want. And I think she knew that as soon as Gabriel came and talked to her, she's like, okay. it's just like being asked to clean the toilets at church. It's like, oh, I'm not going to do that. But then there are those that stand behind and they're standing there with their hand raised saying, I'll do it. And it's because your willingness goes beyond your, you want to do it.
Right.
You have a longing to do it. And whenever he says, you know, whenever you say, Lord, use me or choose me.
Right.
He will. He will use you. And I think that's why Mary
absolutely
was so open to what the Lord had for her.
She was. And for her to say, how shall this be, does not have any hint of arguing with the angel or of saying, not me, God. Who do you think I am? I'm just this little insignificant person. And I think, Megan, I want to direct this to you. So often we try to put limitations on what God can do through us by our own inadequacy, our own feelings of inferiority, our own feelings of failures that have happened in the past. And we try to tell God, oh, no, there's no way you can use me. I'm only this. I'm not all of that. You know, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. We put limits on ourselves.
Yes, we do. Yes.
And he doesn't.
Oh, amen.
He knows. He created us.
Yes.
He knows that our... We have no limits. We
right.
are limitless.
Right.
If we would just be as open and as willing as Mary was.
Amen.
To receive a child, and she was a virgin.
Right.
I mean, you know, and God doesn't ask us, he's not going to ask us to do that.
No.
That's already been done.
That's been done. We don't need to repeat that.
It's nothing that extreme, but it's something so simple as correcting your life. And what
yes.
I mean by that is being of a servant's heart. Being willing to clean those toilets.
Yes.
Being willing to take out your trash and find new treasures in the Lord.
Woo.
That's what it's about.
You are right on, young lady. It is about being willing to do what God asks you to do, don't you think, Betty? Even though sometimes we may feel those feelings of inadequacy or unworthiness or whatever. But when we say, God, okay, I trust you because you know the plan you have, and I want to fit into your plan. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And it comes down to, I think, Pastor and Megan, that, you know, he gives us an opportunity, even though we're a little fearful.
Right.
You know, that we have to take those baby steps out and say, okay, Lord, I trust you. By faith, I'm taking this step out here.
Yes.
And a lot of it, our inadequacies come from fear.
Yes, it does. Yes, they do.
It comes from not maybe being hurt, maybe by a past where you were maybe a servant, you know, in the church. And maybe you were hurt. Maybe you were taken advantage of. But I think that God does that repair work in us as inheritance of the throne. Is that we are his children.
Amen.
God never did that to you.
Right.
That the Lord wants to use you, but you have to have, and I've always wanted a servant's heart.
Yes.
I always wanted to be used wherever he wanted me to be used, whether it was like cleaning, sweeping, teaching, whatever he wanted me to do, I was willing to do. And I think that's what Mary wanted.
Absolutely.
Mary, so willing to say, Lord, here I am. You know, I mean, I could hear it maybe up in a meadow saying, Lord, praying. And they knew that the Messiah was coming, but she didn't really know how. And it's one of those women's intuition, like a mom.
Yeah, right.
Mom type
yeah.
thing. It's like, oh, my. Oh, my. You know how it can hit you first and you're going, okay, oh, my. But then the Holy Spirit, I think, ministered to her and let her know that she did not have anything to be afraid
right.
of.
Right.
that she, again, was doing exactly what the Lord had planned for her and what was about to come for with the Son of God.
I agree. And I honestly think God had prepared her heart. I don't think he had told her exactly what was going to happen. But it, back up in verse, where were we? Up in about 29, 30, someplace in there. The angel, it says that Mary was thoroughly shaken. Now, that's a human reaction to a great big shiny angel appearing in your bedroom, right? Well, that's pretty normal, I would say. Wondering what was behind this greeting, the angel assured her, Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. And then the angel tells her what the surprise is. She is going to be the mother of the Messiah. And you don't see her at this point going, forget it, I'm out of here. You see a willing heart and a humble heart. And instead of arguing, she is saying, how can this be, you know, or how shall this be? What are you going to do to make this happen, God? And I think this is the attitude God is looking for, Megan, in us today. Lord, I don't understand how you're going to do this thing that I'm asking you for. How shall it happen? I don't know, God. That's in your hands. But I trust you, and I simply want to be the willing vessel that you need for whatever reasons and the mission that you have for me on this earth. Megan, talk to me about that. It's burning in my heart today. You two know that, right? I've already sent you an email this morning about this.
Yes.
So go ahead, Megan, and you can understand where I'm coming from here.
I do. And, you know, it's that attitude. That's the attitude that it takes, because if you don't have that attitude,
right,
you're not going to get anywhere.
Right.
If you're not of a willing servant's heart, if you're holding yourself back because you're afraid,
right,
I have to ask you, what are you afraid of?
Right.
If it's led of God, there's nothing to fear.
Amen.
And that's where our mentalities have to change. Is, you know, we want such great things to happen. We want miracles. And we want to see changes, but we hold ourselves back.
Amen, girl.
You
Amen.
Know? And there's no reason that you can't be of a willing servant's heart. There's no reason that you can't be a powerful Christian. You know, just because you look in the mirror and you feel like you see somebody that's not a champion, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Because when God sees you, Woo! You are a champion.
Amen.
And so it's time to take off the black clothing, and it's time to put
Amen.
On a clothing of the Holy Spirit, a red cloth of his blood, and it's time for a new season. It's time to get out of that old mindset and become
yes.
of a willing servant's heart, just like Mary.
Woo! Yes! And it's a step of faith, and if we don't move forward with God in our lives, we slip backward. You know, people don't stay the same. I mean, look at our bodies. You know, they are not programmed to get younger and younger and younger, although there was a movie like that many years ago where it was a backward thing. But generally speaking, I don't know about your body, Betty, but mine's getting older and older and older. And I think, Meg, yours probably is too, right? It's just the advancing and going in a certain direction. But when it comes to spiritual things, we don't stay in one place, guys. If we don't move forward with God, we are going to slip backward. It is human nature, because our attention will be drawn to something else or another aspect of our lives. Or, you know what I'm saying, Betty? That, you know what I'm trying to say here?
I know exactly what you're saying. I remember when I worked a few years back, is that trying to change people's mindset was very difficult.
Right, yes.
And, you know, they wanted to be, oh, downtrodden, oh, is me, I'm so depressed, I just don't think I'm going to get out of this.
Right.
But then you had the next person, and you were hoping that it would be a domino effect, that if you heard this person be very positive and always spoke positive of things that could be negative, they always chose the positive, which made them the overcomer.
Yep, and that's what we're talking about.
When you come back to that negativity pulls you down. And it's the Lord that sustains us.
Amen.
it's the power of the Holy Spirit that says once you start speaking a spirit of depression over yourself, that's not a good thing.
No,
that's
it's not
a good thing. You have got to have a change. And as I get older, my body is old, but my spirit is staying young.
Amen. And getting younger, really. Getting more energetic, you know?
Yes, yes. And one of the things that always enlightens me is your stories from the nursing home.
Yeah, they're so cool.
Is that their little bodies have stopped working, or they're having to be wheeled around in a chair, or they're brought in on a gurney or whatever. But when they hear... brings me to tears. Here
it's
we go.
It's true.
But when they hear the mention of the name Jesus,
yes, amen,
their heart comes alive.
They do.
Inside of them, maybe they can't move, but their spirit is moving, and it's drawing them closer to Him.
Amen.
To Jesus. And, you know, it's just like with Christmas songs. Maybe those people can't say a word, but if you give them a song about Jesus or whatever, a Bible verse about Jesus, they can sing.
Oh, yeah.
They can sing. I mean,
yes.
they're projecting words that they're not able to project in, you know, in grammatic sense.
Right.
But they're singing from their heart.
Amen.
And that's what Jesus wants us to do, is to be a vessel for Him.
Amen.
To work through.
Amen.
And that's what Mary was.
That's what Mary was. And so was Elizabeth. You know, Elizabeth, her cousin, gets pregnant. And what's interesting here is the angel responds to Mary when Mary says, "How shall this be?" The angel gives the answer how it's going to be. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the highest will hover over you. The word there in the Greek has to do with overshadow you. Therefore, the child you bring to birth will be called Holy Son of God. Now, Mary does not argue here and say that's impossible, you know. Instead, the angel goes on and says, "And did you know?" This is verse 36 of Luke 1. And maybe that's where that song came from, "Mary, did you know?" "Did you know that your cousin Elizabeth conceived a son old as she is?" Mary probably didn't know that, because they didn't have telecommunications or anything like that. And Elizabeth did not live in the same town as Mary. So she probably did not even know that. She was probably told that by the angel. Everyone called her barren, and here she is, 6 months pregnant. And then I love the next line. The angel says, "Nothing you see is impossible with God." Whoa, Megan, talk to me about that before we go to this next song. "Nothing you see is impossible with God."
And that statement is exactly, and it is total truth, because no matter what you ask, as long as you ask and you have faith, nothing is impossible.
Nothing is.
Even if you think that you are unhelpable, it's not impossible.
Right.
Because He can take the darkest, nastiest stuff and turn it into gold.
Amen.
And that's what you are in the kingdom.
Woo!
You are... You can't even put value on yourself. That's how valuable you are to Him.
Oh,
that's
amen.
Why He created you.
Woo, that's so true. Let's listen to the group down here. And this song is "How Many Kings."
Follow the star to a place unexpected. Would you believe after all we've projected? A child in a manger. Small, the weakest of all, unlikeliest hero, wrapped in his mother's shawl, just a child. Is this who we've waited for? 'Cause how many kings stepped down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least? Their sons for me.
all for me and all for you. That's why Jesus came to this earth, just for you and just for me. We're glad you've joined us today on Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. It's so interesting that today our radio team members, and there's several of them, all are located in Indiana. And I am sitting here alone at the control booth, in the control room at the radio station, engineering, and my radio team members are all up there in the frozen tundra. Betty and Megan, mother and daughter, and now Cindy, are you on the line, Cindy?
I am.
How about
Hello,
that?
Hello, everyone. Hi, Cindy.
Oh, I've got to tell you. This is so cool because Cindy, Betty, and Megan were all members of my church in Indiana that I pastored back in the 80s and early 90s. And we have become ministry team members here now, even though they're in Indiana. They're a part of Beacon of Hope Ministries. Cindy, this is your second time on the air with us as a radio team member, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and you're not in the same, it's interesting, you're all three in Indiana, but you're not nearly any of you in the same little town. So you're kind of scattered around, aren't you? So.
Yes.
All right, so I will do like I normally do. There's three of you on the phone line, so I will be actually addressing questions to you, and that'll make it easier for you, for who to know to answer here. But let's start with you, Cindy, because isn't this cool that the heart of Mary was exactly the heart that God was looking for the mother of his son?
Mm. Yes, it's very cool. A mother who was, what stood out to me was that she was already well-liked, she was already favored, others already were drawn to her because
right.
she had that servant's loving, godly heart.
Yes.
So
yes.
she was already prepared and tender for when the Lord came to her and chose her. So, yeah, that's very cool. How every loving, good mother should be towards their children and towards others.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, Cindy, right before you came on the line, we were talking about that surrendering time in our lives. And Mary obviously had surrendered herself to God before this event even happened. I believe that she was chosen because she had a heart after God. The angel told her that her heart was wonderful, beautiful inside and out. And I think that what we were just talking about was the importance of all of us, even now at this season, to recognize that it's time to surrender ourselves. Cindy, I'm going to let you comment on that, and then we'll go to Betty a minute. So go ahead and say what you want to say about that, because I think this is what God is saying right now.
I think I can receive that as confirmation to what's going on in my own life right now.
Okay.
I have recently totally surrendered my purpose and intention in this life to the Lord.
Amen.
Well, it's very strange how all that came about. It wasn't planned. It wasn't my plan. my world just got rocked one day and all shook up, got my car and drove down to Florida to the ministry.
Yes,
to the
you
heart
did.
Of pastor and the radio and the church. The lovely people there to retreat and revive.
Right.
Yeah,
just a few weeks ago.
I got a pretty, I had a pretty comfortable life style. Everything seemed to be in order in the natural, but, you know, God obviously had other plans to reconstruct my schedule, the way I went about my day, even how I start my day. Boundaries with people in my life, basically a rest so that I could come back stronger and reevaluate planning, just totally surrendering, meaning I don't have a plan. God, what's your plan? Now you just
woo! Now you got it.
My whole world, shook up my whole world. So starting the day I got back with day one, just surrendering the day from the time I get up out of bed, reading the devotional and the word related to it and what's in store today. And I'll tell you, I've been back here in Indiana for about 3 weeks, and my blessings have just come pouring in, just from the surrendering.
Amen.
Just from giving it up to God and not trying to make a plan, and just the thing that's really been standing out a lot this week is just focusing on Him all through the day and just keeping His face right there in front of mine, just without thought or worry or preconception of what anybody else is thinking or doing, and just going through the day with it's kind of an empty feeling, but yet on the other hand, it's kind of it's a full feeling, if that makes sense.
It's, yeah, it does.
It's not you. It's not you and the emotion in it or your thoughts about, you know, what's going on around you. It's just totally letting it all go and surrendering even the emotions.
Praise God.
To what God is doing. And He has opened so many doors, and all the stuff you ladies have talked about today as far as the being slaves to something and the chains that wrap us up and
right.
all the things that we deal with daily, I have just seen God work miracles in my own surroundings with people I'm in relationships with where the chains are just falling off.
Praise God.
After years and years and years of praying for these people.
It's breakthrough time.
Happening. When God breaks through, it's just like He does it, like Ooh. Right now.
Exactly.
That's the beauty of surrender.
It is.
Like you take the weight off your back, give it to Him, and you will have so much more peace of mind.
Amen. So, girl, woo! That's exactly.
That's where I'm at right now.
Oh, that's so beautiful, Cindy. Betty, you can relate to this too, and I know Megan, you can too. It's this suddenly time in our lives where we realize, wait a minute, life is changing. It is going to change. It is in the process of changing. Betty, talk to me about this. Cindy, thank you for sharing that personal testimony. That is so good. Hang with us, Cindy. We want to talk to you more. Betty, talk to me about this surrender, and then we'll get Megan's comments here before we get ready to go to break.
Well, I think surrender comes when you've had enough. There comes a point in your time where you can't put Band-Aids on things anymore.
Right.
You just can't do it alone.
Good
point. You may be surrounded in a group of people, but you still feel alone.
Right.
And it boils down to say, Lord, I'm afraid. I'm scared. We have a retreat mechanism that keeps a lot of us going because we can't face what's lying ahead of us. And when we retreat, I can hear the Lord going, no, don't do that. Come back to me. Come back to me.
Amen.
And that's what Cindy was talking about, that surrender moment, is that come back to me. Come back to me. I will be with you. Trust me. And I think that's what surrender is Lord, I'm putting all my faith and trust in you.
Amen. Woo! Amen. I agree. Megan, comment on that before we see what Mary says here to the angel. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, sometimes, even in my life, I've wondered, you know, what am I doing here? Why am I here? I'm not just here to go through the motions.
Right.
And that's what people need to realize, is that we're not just here to have a great career or make a big family or make a lot of money. We're here for a divine purpose.
Amen.
There's a reason we're created. And, you know, that's when I think those moments when we maybe get kind of lost or kind of wonder, like, you know, what's going on, or things start getting bad. It's when those divine interventions arrive.
Amen. Amen.
And I mean that in God arriving in your life.
Yes.
Saying, whoa, stop right here. I'm what you need. I'm all you need.
Amen.
And I need you to realize that. And that's when those surrender moments appear.
Woo, that's exactly right. And I think the four of us have really been through a lot of that recently. And as God's been speaking to my spirit in the last few days, this new year is going to be full of exciting, suddenny moments where lives change and God's plan happens, just like to Mary. So let's finish this little couple verses here. Mary says to the angel, yes, I see it all now. That's in the Message Bible. I love that. Right after the angel says, nothing shall be impossible with God, nothing, okay? Then Mary says, I see it. I see that. I agree. I see it all now. I'm the Lord's maid, ready to serve. Let it be with me just as you say. And in another translation, I think the New American Standard, it says, Mary says, "Behold, the bond slave of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word." That's surrender. That's what we're talking about with Betty and Megan and Cindy right now. And we're going to see Mary's attitude and see the birth of the Messiah here in this next hour. We're going to talk about that. But that's the main point we want to get across today in this first hour, is that God found a person that would surrender to him. God found a virgin to fulfill his prophecy. God found a vessel who was said, "Be it done to me, Lord, according to your word." We're going to talk more about that in the second hour, so don't go anywhere. Stay right here with us. We want to invite you to our Friday night gathering. We were packed full, girls, this past Friday night. There wasn't hardly a room to put another person in our room.
Wow.
At 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater at the Ramada Inn. It was an amazing night. Christmas service, then a Christmas party and a white elephant, you know, those kinds of things. Just a whole lot of fun. We explore the Word of God together in Bible study fashion. We also worship God with some great songs. And that's every Friday night, including this coming one, which will be the day after Christmas. And, of course, the day after New Year's, we're not stopping any Friday nights. We're just keeping going. And that starts at 6:30 Friday night. Everyone out there is welcome. We'd love to see you and get to know you. Come and join us. Bring your Bible and a notebook and come ready to learn the Word of God Friday nights at 6:30. Our new adventure is the Go Yard Show. And Megan, I just want you to comment on that, because that's what we're doing, Dr. Angel Falzoni and I, every Thursday night on this radio station at 6:05 p.m. And I don't think you missed one of them, Megan, you and Betty and Cindy. I know you've been listening too. But Megan, do you want to comment on that before we go to break?
Absolutely. I just have to say, like we said, last week or the week before, it's a life coaching show.
Right, it is.
It's information from you, Mama Mac, on Thursday night.
Right.
About, you know, you've seen a lot of things in your life, and you have a lot of wisdom, and that wisdom comes from the Lord, and you can use that to minister to people about things that they're experiencing in their life. And so does Dr. Angel, and she comes also from the other side with her PhD.
Right.
And training and helping people with mental health disorders. So it's a great show to tune into if you're driving home, or you tune on through tune in radio on your cell phone. Sometimes
sure.
It doesn't work real well,
right?
Unfortunately for us up here, but it does work that we're able to hear the show, and you can even go through TanTalk1340.com
sure.
here.
Yeah,
and it's something that people need to listen to, because it's excellent advice.
Well, we invite you to join us this Thursday night, even though it's Christmas Day and on New Year's Day. Both of them hit on Thursday, but that's all right. Dr. Angel and I will still be on at 6:05, and that is this coming Thursday night and every Thursday night. Past shows, you can go to our website, goyard2014.org, and catch up on the shows you've missed. We just began this Thursday night show in September. You three... well, Cindy, no, Betty and Megan, you were not here for the 400th show, but Cindy was. You were right here and on the air, weren't you, Cindy, for our 400th show, for this show, Living the Good Life. And that was just a few weeks back, and it was a fun day, wasn't it, Cindy?
It was.
Yeah.
A lot of surprises for me. I didn't expect to go on the radio that day, but it was cool.
It was cool, and look at you.
It was a fun day.
You're doing just great.
And it was sunny. Oh, yeah, I was happy. It was sunny.
And
it was a good day.
It's pouring down rain right now, if that makes any of you feel any better. All right, here we go. Station ID.